sir. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir.
What is your name, sir?
Patrick Mills.
Mr. Mills, 1 second. Who's going to be Mr. Mills?
Oh, I have Mr. Mills.
Oh, the Honorable Mr. Rico Willis will be conducting your hearing, sir. He will be the lead panelist of the morning, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mills, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
I will warn you before we get started that phone that you're holding for some reason has a very sensitive receiver on your end. So when you're not talking, if you could just hold it down around your chin because we catch your breathing. Again, that's not your fault. It's the receiver. But on this end, you end up sounding like Darth Vader. So,
okay.
So just bear with me. Okay, if you can state your full name and ABC number for the record.
It's Patrick Mills, 277-428.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 14, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing, and for the sake of convenience, I will begin with me because I'm sitting closest to you on the video conference screen. My name is Lee Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Continuing, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and on the opposite end of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room, we have our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Knowles and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Knowles, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. You understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
And you are reminded that there is a separate vote that passes from phase one to phase two, so do not be alarmed when we get to that phase of the hearing, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Also, you're kind of going in and out a little bit.
Okay, let me see if I can adjust my microphone. Can you hear me more clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's work that way. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision, and that lapse, or probably about to lapse, the criminal measure company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by the use of alcohol on or about February 27, 2018, for the task lab report dated February 28, 2018. Mr. Knowles, is this true or false? Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 18, 2018, as directed in writing on April 17, 2018. Mr. Knowles, is this true or false?
Am I supposed to explain anything like about that at this time?
In phase one of the hearing, they're only asking if it's true or false, but you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail in the second phase of the hearing.
True.
Thank you, sir. upon Mr. Noel's admission that you can find him delinquent because you violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in accumulation of time.
Second.
Great. Avery.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Noel, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Rose was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on August 16, 2017. He was arrested April 25, 2018 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back at DOC custody April 25, 2018 with a projected community supervision hearing of August 13, 2018, 0 abscondings. Current conviction, 2015, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. As a prior conviction in 2012, burglary tools possession, 1 year. This is his second fresh DOC, CUIR score, 2-2, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 3. There's no information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Under arrest, 1999, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, offense in a school zone, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. Looks like there was 40 arrests for drug paraphernalia this year. 2011, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2012, DUI, Arizona, disciplinary conviction, probation. This community risk score is a G3B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Knowles. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside with your mother at 8117 West Jordan Drive, Peoria, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that the only place that you lived when you were on community supervision status?
Yes, sir.
We have employment notes that you referred to DES and that you had begun to work at Tom's Auto Parts in Phoenix, Arizona. On November 20th, you reported you were no longer employed at Tom's. December 14, 2017, you reported that you began to work at Mako in Phoenix. On January 9, 2018, you reported you were no longer at Mako. And then in March of 2018, you reported that you began working at Tom's Auto Parts again. Or by one of the same location. Was that the location, sir?
No, it was the same one.
Was that where you were working before you were violated?
Yes, I was working full-time there.
Thank you. That's always positive that people are working. We have programming notes that you assigned part of the task for writing your analysis. You're responsible for submitting 10 UAs. You submitted 7 negatives. Then you had a positive UA for THC on October 31st, 2017, a diluted specimen on November 27, 2018, and a positive for alcohol on February 27, 2018. In August of 2017, you referred to SAGE for substance abuse counseling, and it looks like you completed the SAGE program in November. In March of 2018, we referred to CHC, the substance abuse programming, you failed to complete the programming before returning to custody. We have detailed sanctions notes that you shot the CCO Haggard in response to alcohol use. You admitted to using alcohol every once in a while. And I will remind you that that was in violation of your conditions. Your family contacted CCM Gang and Center to express concern because your offer uses frequent, your Berkeley Council and sanctioned the complete substitute programming at CHC or at TAD monitor for 30 days. For issues downloading your TAD information, March 2018, failure to limit your approved residents, failure to download TAD monitoring information. We were later sanctioned to learn GPS monitor from CHC for 60 days to ensure you reside only at your approved residents. We failed to get the GPS monitor installed on April 20, 2018. We also failed to reside at your approved residents after getting GPS monitor. And then violated the, according to the notes, intentionally violated the conditions of your supervision. So, Mr. Mills, it would seem that you were having trouble with alcohol abuse when you were on police supervision. Is that correct?
No, I drank one time with a friend of mine, an old friend, which that was a mistake. I know that was against my conditions. He was a friend from elementary school that I ran into, and we had a few drinks, and that's when I came up dirty. The dirty for THC, I got my medical card approved by Mrs. Davidson, so I don't know where that came from. And as far as the TAD monitor, I was down at CHC downloading that monitor, and Carol from CHC called my parole officer and let her know I was down there, but the first time didn't download correctly, so the times after that didn't download correctly, which I sat there, they plugged me into it, and so I just followed their directions. When they told me to leave, I left.
Okay, sir, based on your history, it also looks like you may have had some history with drug use. Is that in your past?
That's in my past, yeah. I have no issues.
What drugs were you using in the past?
I've used just all of the different, I've used meth, I've used heroin, pot. That's about it.
Well, you said that you obtained a medical marijuana card, but when was the last time you used hard drugs like methamphetamine and heroin?
Before prison last time. So it was like probably 4.5 years ago.
Well, sir, I'm not one to be getting into accusations. I don't have all of the data in front of me. I don't know what's in your heart or mind, but it would seem that you are having more issues with alcohol than you're admitting to.
My family knows that, I was a drinker before, but whenever Shannon went over to the house with this, they said that they thought I was frequently using it. I know in my heart that I used it that one time and I got in trouble for it. Once I got the TAD monitor on, I haven't used it since because, I didn't want to get in trouble and get back put in custody.
Well, I appreciate you being straightforward with the board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mrs. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Mr. Mills, you indicated earlier that you lived at your mother's residence, 8117 West Wood in Peoria, the whole time, but yet some of the sanctions were concerning your failing to live at your mother's residence, and that they put you on a GPS device because you weren't living there. Where were you going?
Oh, I was at my fiance's house. Back and forth. She lived there. My work was in between my parents and my fiance's. My fiance's was a little closer. After work, I'd go over there to have dinner and watch movies or whatever, and there was sometimes I fell asleep over there. And after I got the GPS on, I fell to stay there a couple nights. At my mom's, had it probably shows on the paperwork.
All right. Okay, and that your fiance's residence was not approved by your parole officer?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Ms. Whitmore. Any further questions for fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Knowles, we're getting close to the end of the hearing. I want to double check. Are there any supporters for Mr. Knowles in the room? Can we have any supporters in the room? We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Was there a final statement you would like to give to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already said during this hearing, but this is your hearing. So is there any further information you feel that is important to share?
Just that I'm sorry for having me under these circumstances, and given this chance, I know I can successfully complete parole and be a productive citizen. A month prior to me getting incarcerated, I got a car, got my license reinstated. I started going to church at FCC on 7th Avenue in Northern. I signed up for school to further my education. I held a full-time job. So I was turning things around, but I guess it was just a little too late, due to the alcohol and to, not staying at my mom's every night.
Well, thank you, Mr. Knowles. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Knowles.
Thank you very much.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Knowles was pursuing work while he was on community supervision status, and that he was certainly pleasant and forthcoming with at least some of the information. My concern at looking at the totality of the case is that he was not really displaying himself to be suitable for community supervision. We have the issue with him not staying at an approved residence, the alcohol use, problems with utilizing the TAD monitor, and I will say, in fairness, some concerns that perhaps there was more alcohol use than we gathered during this interview, but that's where I'm about to begin the discussion.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see how we vote. And that is, based on our discussion with Mr. Knowles, the information provided in ward number 2018W1229, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I moved to find Mr. Knowles. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Knowles was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the ways of company.
Seconded
by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Knowles, your supervision has been revoked, but the good news is that you'll be released on or about August 13, 2018. Which is just a little more than 2 months away, just a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your sentence, put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It sounds like you're able to hold work, that you have some support on the outside, and we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Knowles, for being so pleasant. Thank you.
Thank you very much.